The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Well, we're coming up to Energize Green here in just a few moments. And I'm Andrea Rideout, of course.
Dan Lipinski, the other half of the team.
That's right. And we're the hosts of Energize Green. And every week before we get the show started, we do a little kind of a news topical thing, where we talk a little bit about what's going on here in Dallas-Fort Worth that has to do with green. And there are some fun events actually coming up starting next weekend. Right, Dan?
Not quite here in Dallas-Fort Worth, but a nice drive not too terribly far away.
Well,
down in Fredericksburg.
And that is?
Near Austin. And it's the Renewable Energy Roundup in Fredericksburg, Texas.
And what's going to be going on at the Roundup?
Oh, my golly. They're going to have all kinds of workshops. They're going to have demonstrations on solar energy, hot water, classes on how to make your own home improvements that help cut down the amount of utility bills that you're getting. I know that I've had a lot of work that I've done, a lot of things that I've learned over the years from these kinds of workshops. And you go down, and it's part of the admission fee to get in.
Well, and then we've got another thing, actually, that's starting here next weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth, and that's the State Fair of Texas.
Oh, my golly, is it that time of year again?
It is that time of year, and I'm going to be down there quite a bit, actually. I'm going to be doing a demonstration of sustainable outdoor living. So a little bit of everything from gardening to rainwater collection, all those kinds of things, and that'll all be starting next weekend here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And, of course, we'll be expecting visitors from all over the world.
And where will you be at the state fair? What part?
Well, as you go through the main entrance there, it's going to be on the right of Big Tech. So, I guess that'd be the south side of Big Tech, I believe.
That would be, so it's because Tex doesn't exactly face north, but that's close.
Yeah, it's close.
So down by the lagoon, I understand.
Down by the lagoon. We're right across from where the lagoon starts and kind of at the north end of the lagoon. And we're going to be doing all kinds of neat things. Got lots of my partners coming. And this is in part kind of a cooperative deal that I am doing with the Master Gardeners of Dallas-Fort Worth. That is Dale Groom and his group that do a lot of charitable work around town, and they also train master gardening folks, and you can learn how to do all kinds of master gardening projects. And one of the other neat things that we're doing, that area actually has several gardening demonstrations and also a big art gallery that's like an outdoor walking art gallery. And my sister Kate Schatz has a piece that's actually going to be there on exhibit at the state fair in the gallery.
So she gets to play with paint, you get to play in the mud.
That's right. Well, actually, she's getting to play with mud this year because her piece is actually a sculpture made out of clay. And so when you go visit her and she's doing clay work, it looks like she's been playing in mud. It ends up all over her. And, but she's doing some neat pieces this year. It's all kind of botanical, like cabbage heads and things like that. So it'll fit very nicely in with all the gardening demos. And
okay.
And again, that is right there by the lagoon. So as you walk along the lagoon, like down towards the museums there at the State Fair, you can see all these beautiful gardening exhibits. And it's different landscaping companies from all over the North Texas area, of course. And several of them are going to be demonstrating, like, water-wise landscaping and that sort of thing. So it's going to be a great year at the fair. Lots and lots of green in more ways than one.
Well, you know, I often hear from people, I don't know what to ask. I don't know where to go to ask or anything else. This is the place. It'll be down there at the state fair, just to the right of Big Tech as you come in near the lagoon.
That's right. And I'll be down there a lot of the time, and we'll have folks handing out all kinds of goodies and coupons and lots of fun stuff. So do come down and see us, particularly on the weekends. We'll be down there heavily with lots of exhibits
that
going on and
like
things.
That sounds like fun.
It is going to be a blast. And also coming up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, on Thursday, October 1st, our friends at the USGBC are going to be holding an event. And I'm going to let you talk a little bit more about that, Dan.
And for people that don't know what USGBC, that's the United States Green Building Council. And it's the North Texas chapter.
And they do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my golly. And they are actually one of the major movers and shakers as far as helping move buildings into the 21st century as far as minimizing energy usage.
Exactly. And they do a really great job, the USGBC, and these are the folks that are really involved in LEED certification and help folks learn how to build green buildings all around the country. But here in North Texas, we have a great chapter. They're actually holding an event at Wilson Office Interiors, and again, this is Thursday, October 1st from 6 to 8 in the evening, and the event is called Toward a Water-Wise Future, the Rewards of Rain and Gray Water Harvesting, which is a huge topic that I think we're going to see exploding in the next couple years.
Well, we're all running short of water, not just here, but look down south in Texas. We've got some acute water shortages down there, and we could have it just as well here.
Well, and the shame of it is, it's like I was talking to my mom and dad the other day. You know, see, a lot of the older folks, they know these things because back in the days when everyone was farming and living off the land, they understood you don't throw water away. When you rinse your dishes out and you've got all that soapy water is actually great for the garden. All those phosphates make plants grow. And so you might not want to eat that. You might not want it in your vegetable garden, but in, say, a shrubbery area, or with flowers, it's a wonderful thing. And why are we flushing it down the drain? We have to then send it to the treatment plant. It has to get processed again, use all that electricity. That's gray water. That's what they're talking about when they talk about gray water harvesting. It's a great thing to do. And so a lot of builders are beginning to actually build gray water processing into their homes. And it's quite brilliant. And that's what this event's about. Again, Thursday, October 1st, Toward a Water-Wise Future, the USGBC, and they're holding that event at Wilson Office Interiors. And you know what, Dan? We're out of time. We're going to have to talk about the rest of these events on Energized Green.
But we'll have information on them on our website, energizedgreen.com.
That's right. And we'll be back in just a moment with Energized Green.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a super roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But we can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
On CNN 1190, it's your money, your retirement with Brian Tillotson. To trust someone with your money is to trust them with your future. Join Brian every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 as he will help transform your long-term financial goals and dreams into realities. Start planning your financial future today. Go to VirtusWealth.com. That's V-I-R-T-U-S Wealth.com. And be sure to tune into Your Money, Your Retirement with Brian Tillotson Saturday afternoon. Noon from 4 to 5 on CNN 1190.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to Energize Green today. Of course, I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we're going to have a lot of fun. We have a couple of super energizing guests with us today. Dave Haft from Frito-Lay is going to be joining us in just a few moments. And Lorenzo Marquez, who is the VP of Marketing at Constantino Countertops. That's their North American division. He's going to drop in later. And then we'll follow up with Melissa Schultz. She's got another one of her commentaries called Green Thoughts for us.
I love those.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I've been enjoying going back on the website on Energized Green, actually, and listening to them. I know you had recently gotten them loaded there and have them in print form, too.
We have them on print form on the front page and under the Archives tab going back to show number one.
Well, you've done a great job on the website, Dan. I really applaud your work there.
I'm just a beginner.
Well, you're far beyond me. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you introduce Dave Haft?
We have Dave Haft. He's the Vice President of Sustainability and Productivity at Frito-Lay, one of my favorite foods.
Me too.
They love, you know, the Frito-Lay chips love
to
me
admit
too.
It. They love me too. They stay with me for a long time.
Frito-Lay has been doing, when you talk to these people, I actually met their team out at the Live Green Festival last April in Plano at the Plano Center. They had a booth set up outside and I provided solar power for them all day. And I became very aware of some of the things that they were doing down in Arizona, particularly at one of their plants. It's phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
These are the kinds of things you don't hear about.
No, you don't hear about them. And I have to admit that day, sitting there in the sunshine and the solar panels reflecting, I was eating Sun Chips. I mean, Sun Chips and Sun Chips and Sun Chips, because I think I tried every possible flavor about 10 times over.
So, I like the onion.
I like the, what's the ones that were kind of, they had like a barbecue flavor or something?
Let's ask Dave.
Yeah, we'll ask Dave. Dave Haft from Frito-Lay and Sun Chips. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We are just wonderful here at Energize Green. And as we were talking about, we are big fans of Sun Chips. What are all the different flavors? Can you name them off for us?
Well, I can tell you we have the garden salsa is pretty popular.
That's
cheddar.
The one.
We have a regular Sun Chips that is my favorite. So we do have a variety of flavors.
The garden salsa is the one I'm thinking of. I couldn't think of the name of it. That's a fairly new flavor, isn't it?
Yeah, probably in the last few years is when we introduced that.
Yeah, I really like that. It's got a nice zest to it.
I kind of like Homer Simpson. Onions.
Onions. Now, I hear tell that you are a little bit of a nut for green. Is that true?
Well, I would tell you that I do have the opportunity and the honor to lead the whole environmental sustainability program for Frito-Lay, and we've had a lot of great success and a lot of fun, you know, doing some cutting-edge technologies and really integrating our people and processes into the whole effort with some very good impact as well on our bottom line.
Well, and what's so important about what you guys are doing, you know, Frito-Lay is such a high-profile company that other companies are seeing this and they're following suit. I talk to people all the time at, well, whether it's the cities or governments, and they are saying Frito-Lay is one of the top ones really leading the way and setting that bar higher and higher for other companies and even cities to follow. I mean, you guys, at some of your facilities, they're practically as large as small cities. So that is so important, I think, to be a leader.
We think so.
Well, we do too.
Tell us
Absolutely.
A little bit about that. You know, one of the things that got my attention when I was talking to your team there at Live Green in Plano back in April was they were starting to describe your Arizona facility where the Sun Chips are made. Would you tell us all about that? That was fascinating to me.
Yeah, that is a very exciting project. Let me tell you a little bit about that. We have a pretty good sized manufacturing facility in Casa Grande, Arizona, which is about 45 miles directly south of Phoenix. And the facility is about 25 years old. We decided a couple of years ago to see if we could take a manufacturing plant as far off the water, natural gas, and electricity grids as possible. And we think of that facility as our near net zero plant.
And for listeners who aren't familiar with that term, net zero is basically what builders and commercial properties use when they're talking about trying to get down to a zero electric bill, really.
So what we're doing in Casa Grande, Arizona, it's actually a three-phase program. The first piece is, and this is under construction right now, we're putting in a membrane bioreactor with secondary filtration, which will allow us to reduce our process water use by about 80%. Okay.
Wow.
So
it's good. So you're actually
going to make a dramatic impact in the desert of using less water to cook corn, soak corn, wash potatoes, things like that in our manufacturing process.
Now, how does that actually work? Are you like recycling the water yourselves then?
Yeah, well, what you're doing is you're purifying the water. So you're taking water that's used in the process, and this is just processed water, and it goes through several different steps. It goes through a clarification step, a denitrification, and then it goes into an actual membrane bioreactor, and then it is filtered through a series of very fine filters that pull clean water up into let's think of it as a pipe, and leave the biosolids as a byproduct that we then use in land application to grow a crop that actually generates animal feed.
So you're using it as compost, basically.
The biosolids, we are.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, wow.
So nothing's really going to waste.
Coming out of the membrane bioreactor system and first phase of filtration, then goes on to a secondary nanofiltration, as well as purification that's provided by ultraviolet and chlorination. At the end of that process, you have drinking water.
Wow.
You have water that we believe will be as good as what you're getting out of your tap at home. So we'll take that water and we'll continuously recycle about 80% back into the manufacturing process. And the 20% that we would think of as gray water will either go into the land application with the biosolids, watering that land to grow the animal feed crop.
Right.
Or we will use it in ancillary type of utility systems, such as the cooling tower for our biomass boiler, which is a good segue into step two of the process of near net zero.
Okay.
To get off the natural gas grid, and we use, we're basically cooking food in our plant.
Sure.
We're making tortilla chips and Doritos and Tostitos and potato chips and things like that.
Stop. Now you're making me hungry here, okay?
Okay.
This is not fair. This is torture.
A lot of natural gas.
Okay.
Well, the cooking process today in Casa Grande, Arizona is accomplished with just that being natural gas. Well, we are going to be installing a large biomass boiler, okay?
Okay.
Which will be fueled with wood waste from tree trimmings, nutshells, agricultural byproduct, etc., that will be put into a chip, basically, that will be fed into this biomass boiler, which will have sophisticated emission control systems on it that will make all of the steam required to heat the oil that is used to cook the products in the plants.
So like it's a big old, kind of a large version of an old-fashioned wood cook stove.
Well, it's making steam.
Yeah, for boiling the water, and then you make
Except
the steam out of it.
Except they're using all kinds of wood waste products and everything else that would have otherwise just gone to a landfill
or
something.
Well, it all goes to a landfill.
You bet.
And we also will be sure that all of the fuels for the biomass boiler are renewably sourced as well.
Fantastic. So they may be wind generated or solar or something like that.
No, when I say renewably sourced, we will not go, for instance, there aren't that many forests in that part of Arizona to begin with, but
right.
We wouldn't be cutting down a forest to go provide the fuel for this. This is trimmings that we would get from landscapers, from the city of Phoenix, et cetera.
Oh, sure.
Or from the power company. The power company there does a lot of tree trimming to keep vegetation away from power lines.
Well, and what we could relate this to for, say, the homeowners who are listening is like these pellet stoves that we're seeing a lot that are made from, again, wood chips and sawdust from some of the large sawmills and things like that. They're packing them into these little pellets and using them in pellet stoves, which is another really brilliant way. And it's kind of funny, when you compact the wood like that, it burns so much longer, so much more efficiently. And so it's a really brilliant thing to do instead of just throwing all that sawdust and all those wood chips into the landfill.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So that's the second step.
And then number three is electricity. So you say, well, okay, how am I going to generate, let's call it 5 megawatts of electricity? Well, we're going to do that with two systems that we're working with a couple of partners on to build on our property. By the way, we own about 200 acres of land adjacent to the Casa Grande manufacturing plant.
Okay.
And we would be installing a multi-acre solar tracker field using photovoltaic technology, as well as a smaller field using Stirling engines.
Okay, the solar trackers, for people that may, our listeners that may not understand, automatically follow the sun and capture the maximum amount of energy, as opposed to those that may be just fixed in place, and then you just kind of catch maybe 5 or 6 hours during the day. The trackers catch even more than that because they're always faced directly to the sun.
So this is like a huge solar field then with a whole bunch of solar panels in it.
Correct.
And so how many solar panels will there be altogether? How large is this thing?
Let me put it this way. If we end up with the size we're talking about now, it'll cover 40 acres.
Holy smokes.
So it's pretty significant because to generate 5 to 6 megawatts of electricity at peak, you need quite a bit of solar panel array to be able to do that.
Well, and as I was saying at the beginning, that's as big as a lot of small cities. I mean, 40 acres is what do they always say about downtown Dallas? The actual core of downtown Dallas is like 36 acres or something like that. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's pretty big, yeah. And so when I know a couple months ago I was reading the National Geographic, and you guys had that little insert there from Frito-Lay, the little special insert in National Geographic, and the solar panels that we saw in that section, is that kind of what we're looking at, what you guys are going to be doing, but just more of it?
Well, I don't recall off the top of my head which ones they showed in there, but I think maybe perhaps what you were looking at in National Geographic. And you know, as we've moved through the design of this thing, you know, you change out your concept of technology based on what you're trying to achieve, what the returns are, the cost, et cetera. But what you probably saw some of in the National Geographic is what we did last year in our Modesto, California plant, which I think is a very exciting project, and that's up and running today. I mean, that's done. We put in a 6-acre parabolic mirror solar concentration field, which is a different type of technology, where we're basically in capturing and intensifying the energy of the sun to heat water in a closed-loop circulation to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. As that water moves through a heat exchanger that's filled with water, it converts water into steam, and on an annualized basis, we generate the same amount of steam from solar energy using this concentration field as is used on an annual basis to cook all of the sun chips produced in the Modesto, California plant.
Cool. And you just said the right thing, too, because sun chips are my favorite chips.
Mine,
and,
too.
And Dan's, too. So why don't we do this? Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little more about what Frito-Lay is doing with sun chips and everything else you guys are doing to go green at Frito-Lay. We'll be back with more Energized Green in just a moment.
Stay tuned.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan Lipinski with Andrea Rideout, and we are talking solar and Frito-Lay and chips. Oh, the chips love me. Oh, my golly. You know, that's the problem. When you eat them, they stay with you.
They stay with you.
We've got Dave Haft, Group Vice President of Sustainability and Productivity at Frito-Lay, one of my absolutely favorite companies, telling us about what Frito-Lay is doing in their sustainability programs. And we left, and he was starting to talk about some of the other things that their new plants are doing and getting online. And I'm sitting here
and
going,
Sun chips, and it's like, oh, my gosh,
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
Yes. Oh, this, what you're doing to us, Dave, this is terrible.
You're killing us here, Dave.
Oh, we're dying.
Hey, I got to ask you something now. Before we started the show today, you were telling me a little bit about how you drive your wife crazy and your daughters crazy with recycling. Isn't it true? You know, you get started in this stuff and it's like you can't stop. You know, it becomes this obsession.
Well, that's true. I like to think of it as being a maniac on a mission.
It's true. I drive everybody crazy. You know, I go to my parents' house and I'll be like, Mom, you can't throw those paper napkins away. Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh, we could be composting that. I went to somebody's house last night, actually, for dinner for a birthday party, and I ended up leaving with a big bag of veggies and stuff because they don't compost. And I took them over and we composted them. I mean, like, I can't stand for people to throw stuff away anymore. And I'm sure at Frito-Lay, it's got to be that on steroids.
Well, Andrea, I would tell you a great example of that is our Zero Landfill program. And this program is about 2 years old now. And what we do in our manufacturing plants and our distribution centers is we strive to be less than 1% of the non-finished product material leaving a facility. In other words, the garbage, if you will, actually goes to a landfill, less than 1%.
Wow!
So what we do is we look at both sides of the supply chain. We say, is everything coming into our plant, whether it be packaging materials that, you know, raw materials are packaged in, or construction materials that we're using on projects, or what have you, are they reusable, recyclable? And if they're not, we need to re-engineer them to be so. And then at the end of the day, when we're done with these materials, we put them into a form that in 99% of the time, by weight, we find a secondary use for those materials.
See, you guys should be getting more press on that.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that. I had not even heard that.
You know, this reminds me of the Green Garbage Project. We just had Amy on here, you know, not long ago, that we got a family up in the Dallas, Oregon. Not Dallas, Texas, but Dallas, Oregon, who's doing something very similar where they're literally trying to cut down their garbage to as close to zero as they possibly can.
Yeah, and that's where we're at in most of our manufacturing and distribution today, or heading in that direction over the next couple of years. The other thing I would tell you is, you know, we were talking about Sun Chips last time, and this is on the post-consumer part of this, because what I just talked about is within our operating control.
Right.
We are in the process right now of implementing, and we'll have this very definitely implemented early next year, to package our Sun Chips in fully compostable bags.
I've seen those. I love it.
Yeah, see, snack food bags today are, in layman's terms, they're plastic. They're made of a material called oriented polypropylene,
right,
which is a hydrocarbon derivative. We are experimenting with and actually have product in the market today that's one-third fully compostable, with fully 100% fully compostable coming soon, where we're using polylactic acid, which is a corn derivative, to actually make these bags without losing any of the freshness maintaining characteristics of that packaging.
Well, I saw an example of those. One of the guys had that at that event we were at this last April near Dallas, and it was just an amazing little package. I couldn't believe it. And you just throw it in the compost bin when you're done with it. And see, this is what I think we're going to see a lot of companies moving to in the next couple of years. And Dan, I know we've only got about 1 minute left. Do we have time for Dave to maybe give a hint or two to some other companies who might be listening?
Dave, you got time. We got about 30 seconds. Can you give us a couple of really short hints?
Yeah, I would say what's been a key to our success is we've had tremendous senior management support right up through the CEO of Frito-Lay, Al Carey, and the CEO of PepsiCo, Indra Nooyi, under her performance with purpose mandate for all of PepsiCo. I would set very aggressive goals, even if you don't know exactly how you're going to get there, for reductions in water, natural gas, electricity, and motor fuel. And I would resource those with funds and creative and driven engineers and technical people to deliver the program.
And bring some folks in like Dave Haft, who are nuts for this stuff and who can really find every little bitty thing that you can do to make a difference.
Well,
because that's what it takes.
Absolutely. You guys are to be commended. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when I got into solar, people looked at me like I was nuts. And now they're going, I wish I had done it sooner. They're going to do the same thing for you folks.
Dave Haft at Frito-Lay, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. And folks, visit EnergizeGreen.com. We've got a link there to Frito-Lay, and it talks all about what they're doing with sustainability. And we will be back with more Energized Green right after this.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN 1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword, job fair.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
There's a new way to shop for leather. The Leather Sofa Company. Your shopping experience is like no other. It's easy and affordable. Whether your taste is traditional or contemporary, they have a style to suit your needs. Their distinctful designs are tailored to fit your space, and you can personalize your furniture to reflect your lifestyle. You're choosy about your home. Be choosy about your leather. For a location nearest you, visit leathersofaco.com.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming, but we can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Pete Ronas, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to High Noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at High Noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at High Noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm the other half of the tag team, Dan Lipinski, the Solar Man.
I'll tell you, what a neat guy that Dave Haft is from Frito-Lay.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my golly sakes.
That was so rude, though, talking about all that food.
No. I want to go out there to Casa Grande and see their 5 to 6, you know, you talk about solar. Oh, my golly, 5 million watts is solar? This
Shoot.
Is like turning a chocoholic loose in the Hershey plant.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out there and visit them.
Oh, my, well, between the solar and the chips, I'm doomed.
Well, as you know, I was on TV a few weeks ago, and I was showing all kinds of neat products that are made from recycled materials.
Right.
And one of the niftiest things I was able to show is a new countertop material from the folks at Constantino. And you've seen these materials, Dan, that are just like the beautiful quartz countertops and
they look
granite
like granite.
They look like granite, right.
Lisa wants one of those.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Well, Constantino has a new one that is all eco-friendly. It's actually made out of 75% recycled materials, and it's called Eco. It's Eco by Constantino. And they're doing a great job with helping to, again, like Frito-Lay, inspire other companies to go green. And they're really just getting started. So I wanted to get Lorenzo Marquez. He's the VP of Marketing there at Constantino, and find out what they're doing at Constantino to go green.
What 75%? What are they using? I would like to know.
Well, let's ask him. What do you think?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, welcome, Lorenzo Marquez. We're here on Energize Green. How
Good
are you?
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Now, I hear you just went up to Chicago. What was that all about?
Actually, we were in Chicago a couple of weeks ago because Constantino is the official partner for Extreme Makeover's Home Edition.
Oh,
where
wow.
Every week we're making a happy family even happier by donating countertop material to them.
Oh, that's neat. That's so cool. Now, were you able to use the eco material?
Actually, in this case, the families or the designers selected Silestone, which is another product by Cosentino.
Right.
But for the next couple of episodes, you will see some eco product in there.
How fab. Now, Dan and I were just talking about what is actually the eco made from? What is the recycled material that's going into it?
Actually, eco is made out of 75% recycled content, which includes glass, ceramics, mirrors, and stone scrap that goes into the production of the product.
Now, how in the world did you guys get the idea to make countertops out of recycled scrap?
Well, you know, we work with natural stone. Our company has been in the industry for over 70 years working with natural stone. And in this history of the company, obviously, you look at the things that you can improve on. When you're working with natural stone, there is a tremendous amount of deforestation that takes place. So local governments require companies like ours to go back and rebuild the mountains.
Okay.
But one of the things that we realized was that we are creating quartz countertops now for Silestone, utilizing the same technology that we're utilizing for Silestone, but changing the actual mix that goes into the product and replacing quartz for hard, durable materials.
Like glass.
Absolutely. And what better thing to do than to what we call upcycle materials that have reached the end of their life cycle and putting back into the production of other products.
So where are you getting this raw material for your product right now? That 75%, where's it coming from?
It's actually all sourced regionally where our manufacturing facility is. Believe it or not, there is not a lot of material available in the United States right now for us to go in and create something recycled here. When you, for instance, some of the elements that go into our product include ceramics.
Right.
If any consumer today tried to look at a way to recycle their old sink or their bathtub, it essentially just goes into a landfill because there are no recycle programs for those types of materials. Same thing happens to a glass or to a mirror. So we would actually take those materials from regional sources in Europe and upcycle them into eco.
That's fabulous. So hopefully we'll be seeing that more and more in the U.S. too.
Absolutely. You know, we just launched the product in April here in the United States. We're finishing up our rollout through Lowe's Home Improvement.
Uh-huh.
And the beautiful thing about what we're doing with the product is that we're changing the industry of countertops overall. Today, you know, or actually a few months ago, if you were to look for green countertops, you know, it was almost like a scientist project, and people would look at you like, green countertops? What is that?
So concrete or whatever.
we're taking green countertops mainstream. We have the ability to produce a product and deliver it anywhere in the United States. So it's not something that we're promoting that is unreachable either from a distribution or a price point standpoint. We're essentially taking a product and we're making it mainstream for all consumers.
Now, I've got a question. It sounds to me like it would be expensive to get into this product. You know, it's the big complaint we hear from consumers all the time who are trying to build green homes is that all the green materials cost so much more. So what are we looking at in terms of cost with the eco from Constantino?
It's roughly around the same price that you would pay for a natural stone to go in your kitchen. So at that point, it really just becomes a matter of, you know, just what you feel is right to do for the environment.
Sure.
So it's you're not jeopardizing sustainability for design. You're not jeopardizing your pockets or your economic stability for bringing in a green product into your kitchen is roughly just about the same as a granite countertop.
But, you know, the granite countertops have been cut somewhere, hauled, polished, moved, and then there's been something fairly recently where they have started to detect low levels of radon from the natural granite. And so there have been some concerns raised about that. Is that a concern with your particular product, Lorenzo?
Well, our product is GreenGuard certified, which essentially means that the product does not emit any off-gassing in the indoor environment.
So no radon in this case.
Keeps a healthier, cleaner environment within the kitchen or wherever the project is or the product is used. So it does have the GreenGuard certification. It's also a product that, as you're comparing it to granite, it's also a product that does not require sealers. When you're working with a natural stone, every so often a consumer
Good
needs to
point.
Go through and seal the product.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and I know we're just about to come up here onto a break, but some of the questions I kind of want to address when you come back with this are, you know, like, it's heat resistance. What if you spill
Scratch
bleach
resistant.
On it? Yeah, those kinds of things. And so why don't we go ahead and take a break, Lorenzo? Again, I'm Andrea Rideout, and I've got
Dan Lipinski.
And this is Energize Green. We're visiting with Lorenzo Marquez. He's the VP of Marketing at Constantino North America. They're making a new line of eco-friendly countertops that just happen to be called Eco. Eco by Constantino, and they are being used right now, or just coming up to be used, on ABC's Extreme Home Makeover. And we're going to take a break from Energize Green. Listeners, if you want to find out everybody who's on the show, maybe links to them, find out what they're about, or go to their company websites, just remember one website, and that's ours. It's energizegreen.com. We've got links there to everybody and lots of other things going on. So just visit energizegreen.com, and you can also listen to a repeat of today's show. And we'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop, beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit energyshopinc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387 24 hours a day or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's LIteuptexas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
This is Jim Dark. Join me Saturday for Straight Shooting, brought to you by the National Rifle Association. We'll talk about guns, your right to keep and bear arms, and all the ways you can enjoy your American right to gun ownership. Tune in right here Saturday from 3 to 4 on CNN 1190. Brought to you by the NRA.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan Lipinski, the Solar Man, with
Andrea Rideout.
And we are talking with Lorenzo Marquez, Vice President of Marketing of Constantino North America, and we're talking countertops. Now, this is something that, you know, I'm working on a project house myself right now, refurbishing it and everything else. And every time we have somebody on like this, this really gets my attention. You think, countertops. I want to know a couple of quick questions here. We left Lorenzo hanging here, kind of like the old movies. Here we are again. I want to know, Lorenzo, a couple of quick questions. Where does that other 25% that is in your product come from if it's not recycled material?
Well, some of it is actually natural stone, crushed up natural stone that we actually throw into the product. Another percentage of that is an eco-friendly resin that we're using that's in partly based out of corn oil that actually bonds the different raw materials together. And then we also put in some pigments that give the countertop a different look.
So it resembles what type of material when you get finished?
The closest thing that it resembles is quartz surfacing. And quartz surfacing traditionally has the ability to reinvent itself, so you can really resemble a natural stone like a granite or marble or something that's a lot more solid.
Many different colors?
Absolutely. It's available in 10 colors right now. We're sort of seeing where it takes off and the colors that consumers prefer the most. And we do have the ability to expand our color assortment, which we plan to do so next year.
So does it have the same kind of weight that a granite countertop would have?
It does. It's okay. Roughly around the same weight. It's a little bit more resistant in the sense that it is a product that is manufactured, and it's a very durable, strong product.
Well, that was my next question. You know, I'm so used to Silestone, and with the Eco, I was wondering, you know, can you still take a blowtorch to it and all that kind of stuff? I mean, you know, Silestone is so tough, you just about can't hurt it.
Right. Well, Silestone is made out of quartz, which is a really, really strong material. It's the fourth strongest mineral on Earth. Eco is made out of glass, ceramics, and other elements that are not as strong as quartz. However, because of the way that it's manufactured, it's still a non-porous product. It's still a product that will not stain under typical normal use.
Okay.
It's a product that will not scratch. It is extremely a durable product. I mean, and really, with all of the products that we're bringing into the market from a Cosentino standpoint is we feel that consumers should not need to worry about the maintenance and the upkeep of their product.
So I can still set a hot pot on it. I can still, you know, not worry about it if somebody cuts a tomato on it or whatever. It's
tough.
Oh, that's good to know because my wife is a gourmet Chinese chef and she uses a genuine wok and they get hot. And she's set it on the countertop a couple of times and we have these little dark circles.
Uh-oh.
And that's why we're looking at new countertops.
New countertops.
Well, now you have another option.
Exactly. The Eco by Constantino. Okay, we've just got about 1 minute left, but I know you're a little bit of an eco nut yourself. I want to know now, what do you carry some of these practices, some of these green practices onto your home, or has it been more the other way around that you're getting everybody at work energized?
You know, it's funny because we started looking at eco products roughly about 3 years ago within the company, and then I also started looking at everything that's happening with the media and everybody going green and buying hybrid cars. And unfortunately, I'm stuck with a lease right now that I can't get out of my lease and get going to a hybrid car. However, there are a lot of different things that we've changed at home to be more green. Just starting from a recycling standpoint, I understand now what it means for manufacturers like Cosentino to have, you know, materials that they can utilize again on the product.
Sure.
And so, you know, we establish a strong recycling policy at home. We also try to walk as much as possible to the areas that are nearby to our house, local markets, and, you know, go get a haircut and walk instead of driving and whatnot, which is, you know, it just creates a complete different mindset once you start getting into the industry. And we feel that it's eventually going to go to mainstream America. I'm actually in a hotel in Chicago. It's a LEED certified hotel, and so a lot of architects and designers are also going into a lot of the different, you know, they're going into a green direction.
Which is exactly what we're actually going to be talking about on next week's show. We've got a very renowned LEED certified designer who's going to be joining us and a builder, a green builder as well. And Lorenzo, we are out of time, but you are fascinating, and I really applaud what you guys are doing there at Eco. Eco by Constantino, Lorenzo Marquez. We're going to be back with more Energized Green in just a moment. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Start your day. CNN 1190 AM Headline News. With all the top news and business stories. Plus, Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her. Okay. I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 Headline News.
They flooring your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand-scraped, plus E-stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today. Or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Well, we're finishing things up, and as we are often treated to Melissa Schultz's Green Thoughts, I thought we'd stick one in today. What do you think, Dan?
I'm looking forward to it. I still want to know how many people it takes to change a light bulb.
Well, that was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it? And speaking of a couple weeks ago, I know you've been putting all of Melissa's Green Thoughts segments up on our website, Energize Green.
They're on the front page.
They're right on the front page at the bottom left. Mm-hmm. And lots of other great information, too, is there, including a few weeks ago when I was on Fox in Dallas, some of the neat things that I was able to showcase there.
We got some photos there of the unique recycled items, including a PDF that you can download of those items.
And you did a great job on those, Dan. I want to applaud you. Yeah, you did a super job. As a matter of fact, Dan is doing a great job on the website all the way around. Beautiful job. And another Dan here I want to mention, Danny Miles is our engineer here at CNN in Dallas. And, of course, he does a fabulous job getting the show tip-top for all of our listeners in Dallas-Fort Worth and across the country as well. So we want to thank Danny Miles because I often forget to do that. And now let's just bring on Melissa. She's got a great commentary for today.
It's back to school time. Can you hear the collective sigh of relief from parents across the country? Can you hear the draining of wallets as we replace clothes and shoes, backpacks, lunchboxes, school supplies and books, ID cards, class planners and yearbooks? then buy student picture packages, join the PTA, and pay for parking passes? Did I mention paper towels and tissues? When I was a kid, we went to school with a pencil and a pen. Eventually, in the 70s, I got a backpack. Lunch was in a brown paper bag. How did we ever survive? Back to school has become crazy big business, and the pressure's on to keep up with the Joneses. You don't want your kid being the one without the supplies the teacher says they have to have. School's hard enough. Do you know how many half-used highlighters and pencils I own after two kids in public schools for the last 10 years? The notion that kids have to start the year with never-before-used supplies, especially spiral notebooks, these are my biggest pet peeves. Never in 10 years have my kids used more than 20% of the pages in these books. Well, this notion is based on nothing more than the fact that businesses tell us we need them and schools promote it. Kids grow. They need new shoes, new clothes. I get that. They don't need all new school supplies. How many of these half-used or barely-used supplies end up in the trash, I wonder? How many of the photos in those packages are left in the original photo sleeves and are never cut out and mailed to grandparents? I now scan one photo and email it to anyone who's interested. And frankly, how interesting are those photos? How many sixth-grade yearbooks are never opened again once the children grow up to be adults? Does anyone really need 12 yearbooks? Ironically, the one supply that never lasts, the one that should last, and has been a staple in school since the caveman, are three-ring binders. They are smashed into overstuffed backpacks and smooshed into two small lockers and opened and closed hundreds of times, yet constructed seemingly without any of this in mind. I've actually resorted to duct taping them. We go through an average of six binders per child per school year. Can somebody work on this? Use a material that stays together for a school year and doesn't harm the environment? Here's another challenge. Is there a company out there willing to take all these old supplies, supplies the schools could collect at the end of each school year, clean them up a bit, and give them to kids? Gently used supplies, they could be called. Schools need to green up, to rethink this process, to be role models and educate our kids not just about the ABCs, but about the importance of reusing and recycling. That includes rethinking things like schedule pickup day, when you have to turn in multiple forms and checks in order to receive your schedule. Consolidation would work well here. I personally just wrote 11 checks for this privilege. Count them. 11. Most of these could have been combined into two, one for each child. This, by the way, had nothing to do with all the other supplies I needed to purchase. If every parent did this, wrote 11 checks on schedule pickup day in every state across the country, well, it gives new meaning to the concept of paper trail.
Well, instead of carpooling, I guess we would be checkpooling if we did that, huh, Dan? Yeah, combining all of our checks into one, all of our errands into one, all of these things that make so much sense.
Well, I find that part of recycle are the letters R-E.
Oh, yeah.
And that can stand for real education.
Or realistic expectations.
All kinds of things. We almost ought to have a contest. Who can come up with the most R-E?
I think that's a great idea. Maybe we'll do that. We'll have to come up with a prize first. Maybe we'll have a contest in a couple weeks. What do you think?
I like the idea.
Yeah. And speaking of a couple weeks, don't forget, listeners, if you happen to be coming to Texas soon, come and visit us. We've got the State Fair of Texas. It's going on through, well, it's I guess it starts the weekend of September 25th.
25th, 26th.
And goes through October 18th. So
right,
come and
October.
Visit. Come and visit Texas. Come and visit the State Fair. We will be out there right by Big Tech's demoing Green Living 101, and we'll see you then. And speaking of see you then, we'll be right back next week right here on Energize Green. Same time, same place. What do you say, Dan?
We'll see you then.
I'll see you then. And until then, visit energizegreen.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
This is CNN 1190.